kept secret.
This program was made possible in part by contributions to KRVS Public Radio from listeners like you.
We know that most of your days are busy, packed with Zoom calls. That's why we provide audio on demand. If you miss your favorite program, go to krvs.org, scroll over Audio on Demand, click on your favorite program, and find an archive of past episodes. It's all at krvs.org.
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Everybody knows that you were here. Yeah. Everybody knows that you were there.
tell me what you got down there. You 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 tell me what you got down there.
Chris Hardwick,
one of his best kept secret CD on a Saturday morning. And we just want to make sure that you understand that we're doing what we know best, is in entertaining you with the best of Zydeco music right here on 88.7 FM. You're listening to Zydeco Sans Pasale every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. We provide you with nothing but the best of sound of Zydeco music. No other place than right here on KRVS. Big Toys by Chris Hardwick. Going out to the folks up there in Patouville. Here we go with that. And there you go, Sim.
Yeah, all them big toy people.
The big truck people.
Big truck people. Big toys. Yeah, a lot of Mac and his big toy, all of them. Chris got a big truck, too.
Yeah?
I guess Sean should have one, too. You know, Sean is a carpenter. Did you know he's a carpenter?
A carpenter?
He's a carpenter. He's a musician.
Sean?
What?
One thing about it, though, I got to give it to him. I got to give him credit for that. If he tells you something,
it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's what I admire him about.
Uh-huh.
He is one person that believe in himself and believe in doing things and for the folks out there. He does that now. And one thing about it, I got to give it
if
to him.
If he says red, it's red.
Yes.
It's great.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's kind of one of the person that...
And he will do anything. You know, there's nothing he can't do. I'll try. I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll try.
That's a good thing. I have to admire him for that.
You know, that is him.
Yeah.
That is Sean.
That's
Sean Hardwick.
That's Sean Hardwick.
But anyway.
Yeah, here. Right. That's the big talk.
This is his big brother.
Yeah. Oh, his big brother?
Well, I don't know. No, that's his little brother.
Who's the one?
What?
Chris is younger than him.
Yes.
So he tried to mentor his little brother.
The word you said is correct. Tries.
Well, the word.
Tries.
Should I say he mentors his.
No, you had it right.
He tries.
He tries to mentor his little brother.
Okay.
You know how brothers are sometimes.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They just get along so well.
Yeah, the other day, I asked my son something. He said, "But Daddy, you know, I'm such and such. You know, I'm this." I said, "Look, boy, let me tell you one thing. Like your grandfather would tell me, you're still my child. I can tell you or ask you anything."
That's
he
right.
Had to, but my son John, he had to laugh. I said, "Do you remember your grandfather Baboot? How you used to say that?" And he said, "Look, he'd tell me that all the time." He said,
"Yeah, long as you're the parent."
Yeah.
If you want somebody to tell that to somebody, get you some children.
Then he said, "Okay, Daddy, you're right about that.
You give it to them, that's how you go."
But the big brother and the big sister, I try to do that too. Anyway, here we go with Big Toys. I'm Chris Hardwick.
Curtis and Bev, good morning. Hopefully you guys are doing well. Alfred and Val, good morning to you guys. All them nieces and nephews, good morning, people. It's kind of cool.
Charles Kennedy, Pickle, and all them cousins as the three other geezers.
The country girls like the cowboys with the big old toys. Oh yeah. You gotta keep your country 100, baby. 25, eh? Give it to me one more time.
Well, I met this girl the other day in the big city. I walked up, she put her hand up and stopped me.
Uh-oh.
She said, before you go, uh-oh, you gotta tell me what you drive.
Hey, what you drive, boy?
She said, if you ain't country, then my boy, you wasting your time. Lord, I think I'm in love with her.
Jeffrey Broussard. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. I can't hold you back.
My baby left me. And now she's gone. My baby left me. And I'm all alone. She said bye-bye. She said bye-bye. You know that made me cry. Oh yeah. All alone. You said bye-bye. Darling, you said bye-bye. Darling, you said bye-bye. Girl, you know that made me cry. Oh, yeah.
all along. Suddenly you said bye-bye. Suddenly you said bye-bye. Suddenly you said bye-bye. Girl, you know that made me cry. Did it wrong. You know I love you, baby. And you love me too. You know I need you, baby. Girl, I'm gonna be with you. My baby left me.
Good morning, Leroy Thomas. I'm in love with that woman.
I'm in love with you, baby. Can't even call your name. I'm in love with you, darling. I wanna play your game. I'm in love.
Woman coming up is something, a brand new CD. I played some of the selections this past Saturday, but I just want to say this, that Corey, I think, has done an excellent job and reflecting that he's a descendant of a long string of musicians. And of course, his grandfather, Dick Buchanan, and he's a drummer for Clifton Chenier, one of the first ones. And so he wanted to recognize and make sure, and he wonders sometimes why he plays the music in which he plays. Also, I want to acknowledge one of the things, too, that happened, and the reason why he found out about all of this, is that there was a gentleman by the name of Austin Sonier who actually wrote a book, and during his research, he found out about the many musicians that actually played a long time ago and did not get any recognition whatsoever. And it's an excellent book. So in case that you're interested in finding out the book, just go and do Google Austin Sonier, and you will find the book that he actually produced and wrote. And it deals with Buck Johnson and many of the great legends of musicians in this area. And it's all started around Parks, Louisiana. And so that's what you have. That's what Corey is referring to on the CD. We're going to play about three cuts on that, so I want you to listen to it very closely. Corey LeDay.
Here we go. Right now.
Risking it all for the thrill of a moment, and I'm not gonna fall. right about now, I want to send this song out to Zydeco's first drummer, the very first drummer, which was my grandfather, Buchanan Ledet. He was back there with Clifton Chenier on Rockin' Doopsie and Furnace Arsenal all the way back there in the back in the days, y'all. So I want to send this out to my grandfather, Buchanan Ledet, from Parks, Louisiana. Hey, Bu, ça c'est pour vous.
I'm going to play one more of that, and the next one is called Pele Moore, or Call Me. And listen to this one right here, because he did an excellent job on that one, too, as well. I like the number four. That's what I wanted to play here. He did an excellent job on that. Listen to it, because you have a two-step body, and you have all of that, and that same, and how you dance to it is going to be your choice. And he played it that way. So if you're not, if you have two left feet, you can dance. If you got two right feet, or you got a left and a right, you can get your own rhythm going. Go ahead, Corey. Excellent. Excellent job.
Thank you.
This is going out for Larry Fontenot. What am I living for? It's good to hear from you, Larry.
What am I living for if it's not for you? What am I living for if it's not for you? What am I living for if it's not for you? Baby, nobody else will do. What am I lonely for this lonely night?
Street in the year back in 1981 when this was live at Grant Street. Coming up is Chubby Carrier. Don't blame it on him. This is Zydeco. Chubby, good morning, Jamie, and your lovely wife.
I'm not gonna blame it on him. I'm not gonna blame it on him.
22 past, and we now come into an end of Zydeco's in a very short period of time. We're going to play something by John Delafosse. We're going to play two of them, actually, by him. And then we're going to go to OTP, and then we're going to play something by Cherokee Waltz. And then we're going to go to Wayne Dopsey. Stay tuned right here for the rest of the period. Jonas Bro, good morning to you.
Oh yeah,
I'm playing this in memory of my brother-in-law, Loomis St. Julian, on this Saturday morning, and I'm sure his family miss him. He's a wonderful brother-in-law of mine. We'll be right back. Play something by Keith Frank, and he says one of the things I really don't know. And he says it truly. Some of us really don't know why things happen the way it happens.
What you mean you don't know why things happen?
Because it comes out of the blue sky.
Like what? Like what? Like what?
If I walk outside,
okay.
Lightning strike. Bam! I don't know.
Okay.
You didn't know.
You didn't know what?
It was going to strike.
It was raining, huh?
No.
It wasn't raining. Just lightning. You ever had just lightning?
Yes.
But lightning comes after what?
It can be a thunder.
You heard that thunder. You heard the thunder. After the thunder comes the lightning. So, yes, you knew that there was lightning.
Did you say that again?
The thunder. The thunder.
You
it's thundering.
You got me on that one. You got me on that one.
The thunder.
The thunder. The thunder. The thunder came.
The thunder.
And look. Oh, the other night, there was a thunder.
It was thundering a lot.
It was bad weather.
Yes, sir.
So, we really don't know. Well, we got about 8 more minutes left. And we're going to be playing something by Keith Frank. And you're hearing it now. I really don't know. And I'm going to play, I'm going to follow that up with I Love Them All.
You like that song.
Yeah. Herman, you played sometimes? I Love Them All. Let's hear it. Let's listen to it.
This song goes back to a story I remember from childhood. I remember there was a particular old man that was always at the Zydeco every weekend. He was always at every show. On all the Zydecos, he would always be there, him and a particular lady. And they would dance and wouldn't miss a number. But on Sunday morning, I'd see that same old man. He was always in church every Sunday morning. But every Sunday morning, he was with a different lady. So finally, somebody got up the nerve to ask him what the deal was and why he was always with a different lady on Saturday, one on Sunday. And this is what he said.
Trying to love two people, a little more than a heart can stand. They said trying to love two people, a little more than a man can stand. But if it's all the same to you, I'm gonna try it the best I can. I get good loving in the morning, I get good loving late at night. I get good loving in the morning, I get good loving late at night. I know you might think it's wrong, but to me it feels much all right.
Saturday.
We'll be back again next Saturday. Do it again. It's a nice cold Saturday. And it's winter. I mean, that's just in Jordan. Winter, why we got to be cold on the right side. Yeah.
He said, Judge, I love them all.
Just hope that you got your...
I love them all, Judge.
You get your boots on?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm getting my COVID-19 shot. It's coming week.
Oh, you got a schedule?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Sure.
I love them all.
Yeah.
Now, once you get it, are you good?
Yeah, you're good.
So you could go around people with COVID?
You can go around and you can hug everybody. You know, it's all
really?
You
yeah, but when you're getting your second shot, you can't go before you get your second shot.
So
you got two shots to get you.
Tune in Saturdays at 7 a.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. for Encore with me, your host, Megan Constantin.
While it might seem hard to believe, in the 18th century,
Visitors to New Orleans couldn't say enough good things about the Mississippi River.
They describe the salubrity of the water and how it is clear and cool and refreshing and it tastes good. At least for the women, it supposedly makes them able to bear many children.
Historian Philippe Halbert on the next Louisiana Eats, Wednesdays at 1 on KRVS.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.